Yeah. Thank you for joining the broadcast, people. Welcome to the show. It's the RBN Network's Eric the Freedom Screamer. We're going to have Gary and Chris on tonight. Lori Anderson said she'd try to call in during the second hour tonight, so we'll look forward to that. And hopefully she can join us a little bit. And is Lori with us already? Wow.
Hi, everyone. Okay.
Oh, that was quick. Okay, glad you're here. How you doing? We got Lori. We're going to try for Gary and Chris as well. And we appreciate everybody joining us tonight. If anybody wants to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Does anybody want to know why Mr. Trump and Mr. Schumer are like boyfriend and boyfriend, kissy-huggy, lovey-dovey, in the same bed together and winking and flashing their little nods and grinning and laughing at all of us and doing their little hand signal? You want to know why? Because Charles Schumer is a Freemason. And so is Donald Trump. The Masonic Lodge boasts that Charles Schumer, this is them saying it. This is not some third-party conspiracy theory, you know, analyst or website. The Masons have Schumer right on their list of honorable Masonic members. He's a very high-level Freemason. Why is nobody talking about this? Trump is a Freemason. I'm satisfied he is. I heard him say it at one of his White House conferences. The microphone picked him up. I'm satisfied that he is absolutely, I've said from day one, look out, people, be careful. You're watching good Mason versus bad Mason. And I'm not saying there's any good Masons. This is what they think. And I knew from the get-go that Trump was being put forth as the good Mason. Schumer, of course, is the bad Mason. There's no good Masons. And both Schumer and Trump are Freemasons. This is why I didn't even have to think for more than 2 seconds when they said Trump and Schumer. Wasn't Trump and any other buddy in the Democratic Senate. It was Schumer, specifically Schumer. Why? Because they're both high-level New York Freemasons. Okay? That's why they're being paired up together. That's why they're going to cut some great little deal with whatever they're getting together. I guess now it's on the, you know, Trump's flipping over and showing his, you know, let the betrayal begin. And there's still the useful idiots are out there. Oh, no, he's doing great. No, he can do no wrong. He's going to commit some more atrocities. It's okay. He's doing good.
Which thing are you talking about him flipping on, Eric?
Is it this DACA thing? Is it with the illegals and et cetera? That's what it's looking like, that he's getting together and going to cut a sweetheart deal with Schumer.
I know that Schumer and Pelosi had put out some disinformation, and then Trump came out and repudiated that, and then Pelosi had to admit it wasn't an agreement, that there was just talking going on. There was no negotiation.
I'll bet there was a lot of talk.
The thing is, there's a lot of disinformation.
Well, We'll look at what the outcome is. And we'll see.
There is no outcome yet. Yeah, exactly.
I'm saying.
And people are jumping on the bandwagon on for and against, right? But in all fairness, if we're going to believe in what we believe in, you know, show us the proof first, not just going off of the rumors and going off of a lot of the disinformation that we ourselves have to dispute daily, just like we did last night with this ABC reporter and the white supremacy boom that's been going on out there rampantly. There is no illusion. There is definitely a war going on internally, whether for the good, for the bad, depending on which side you're on. You know what I'm saying? And we know this daily. So we have to be really careful to assume.
I'll tell you this. Well, it doesn't change what I said. Trump and Schumer are both Freemasons. You watch the deal they cut over the next couple of months. You have found the best child ID card system in the nation. This is off of Easy Child ID software program. Guess what organization is working on the child ID program with your local political prostitutes? Great for children, teens, adults, and senior citizens. We are pleased to offer you the nation's most comprehensive digital fingerprinting child identification system. In creating easy child ID card program, we work directly with police agencies and the National Masona Chip. That's Masona Chip. M-A-S-O-N is in the Masons, and that's what it means. It doesn't mean any other type of Masona Chip. We have worked with law enforcement. This is the Masons talking. We have worked with law enforcement officials to ensure that our easy child ID fingerprinting system is up to their standards. We capture all the vital information required by the Amber Alert system. Our system produces a child ID card and a child ID CD. Unlike our competition, our system even records a digital video with voice and is saved in digital AVI format. Easy Child ID software form includes all 10 fingerprints and is saved in the universal PDF format. The parent not only receives a printed Easy Child ID card, as if the parents don't know who their kid is, okay, and the Easy Child ID kit form, but they also get a CD with all the information on it. Our Child ID program has been customized for the Masons CHIP program. Our Child ID card program has been customized for the Masons CHIP program. Masons CHIP program. So
it's
you know it is the best. So you know it is the best. To help protect from identity theft, the Easy Child ID software kit was written so that no information of the child is saved on the computer. I'll bet. Once you start over, all the information is erased off the Easy Child ID system. Yeah, just like the FBI didn't save your NICS check. Right, sure. The parent is the only person who retains the data and the child ID card. Boy, if you believe that, you're a stupid idiot. This is the new standard in child identification programs. Our systems are currently deployed in all 50 states and Canada. Easy Child ID has been chosen as the premier child ID software by the Southern Virginia Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, Safe Surfing Foundation, U.S. Military, Homeland Security, New York Life, 18 Masonic Grand Lodges, Sheriff's Departments, and law enforcement agencies. We are proud to announce the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children of Michigan State Police as our latest partners in child safety. Don't you feel better? The Department of Homeland Gestapo's involved with the 18 Masonic Lodges, including the U.S. military. Oh, boy, New York Life, beautiful, right? Are just the most recent people to jump on board. Don't you all feel better, people?
That's been around for quite a lot of years.
Yep.
That you're reading about, because I remember when I was researching the this is what stemmed me into looking into the child safe IDs was I started researching the RFIDs. And of course with the RFIDs I also was researching the passports, because the passports also have the RFIDs in them. And then of course the driver's licenses that they were
What I don't want to lose track of is the Masons. This is a Mason thing. This is not a lefty thing or a liberal thing or a progressive thing or a globalist. It is globalist. It's just Masonic. And Trump and Schumer are both Masons. That is why they're playing kissy-poo and playing footsie under the table and holding each other's hands and can't wait to get in the back room and start kissing and hugging, because they're sodomite Masons. Lori?
Oh, well, I was just saying that, with what you were saying, you know, that, yeah, they've been doing that for years. And I remember my mind being blown by how interconnected everything was.
Oh, yeah, they're doing it at the fair. I saw a recent video, and that's what kind of took me down the path of what I wanted to get into just for a few minutes there. That and then seeing Trump and, of all people, Schumer and Trump, The new rainbow couple, man, husband and husband, Donald Schumer and Charles Trump, yay, us. And people are wondering, why is he with Trump? Why are they acting like they're together? Why is this getting so long? I mean, this is, people are, what do you mean, lie? What can this no lie or mystery? They're both Freemasons. They've been put together. They're going to do... Did you all know out there that this is no lie, this is a historical fact, in World War II, and it happened many times, it actually became a little bit of a problem because at certain times this could throw a battle one way or the other. German soldiers and American soldiers would come face to face, and one of them, I mean, like with drawing down on each other, about to kill each other, and one of them would do the Masonic hand sign to the other, and they would both nod their head and walk away. No offense taken by fellow brother Mason. Have a nice day. Gotcha. Transcends borders, transcends battles, transcends wars, transcends political parties, or should I say political corporations, which both work for the same players. So even if you thought there was a difference between Trump and Schumer, they're not. They're Masons. And they're working for the same people anyway. They didn't even have to be Masons. They work for the bankers. So, but they are both very, very high-level Freemasons from New York. And you can be assured that's why this new dynamic duo of Schumer and Trump are going to have some good compromise. He's going to work with the Democrats to get something done. We have to get something done. Our politicians aren't getting anything done. They're so ineffective. They're not really. They're derelict of duty. They're not supposed to get anything done. Every time our politicians get something done, we die. We suffer. We go broke. Get nothing done except repeal, revoke, rescind, retract, end it all. Go back to the way it was with a stripped down, bare bones, 10-mile square toilet, federal government, and everything else up to the states, unless there's heavy duty persecution going on. Most of that's funded by we know who, and just to stir the pot, keep the blacks fighting the whites bitching about the blacks, get over the Muslims versus the Christians. I heard it again. You know, they pull up a few stories about the latest Muslim attacks in London. A big deal. I'm way more worried about Tom LaCavara being held by our own witches and Nazis, who are most of all of them Freemasons. Gary, can you give us a prayer before I freak out, and then we'll come back and talk a little more with Lori and Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Gary.
I'm getting an echo real bad. Okay?
I'm going on mute. We got music. Gary, hold tight. We're going to have a break here, then we're going to have a prayer from Gary, then we're going to have Lori and Chris. Please join us. Oh, there was not music. I'm saying no. Okay, sorry. False positive. We're working on Gary.
I'm here. Right. What was said?
You're good, Gary. Go for it. Give us a nice prayer and
take it to the
Father.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. Okay, Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you, Father, for all the goodness that we see around us, and Father, and every stone that's unturned with evil under each and every one of them. And Father, we do pray that as we look upon these evil things, we'll recognize exactly what it's for and what it's to do, and how it's to wreck lives, bring decay to our race of people, embarrass our people, indoctrinate our people, do everything to the house of Israel that can be done to them, and eventually try and wipe them off the face of this earth so there would not be a remnant of the house of Jacob Israel as you have promised. And Father, we do thank you that we can come to you in prayer and ask for the relief for Mr. Lochtevere and the Bundys. We pray, Father, for the strength again for them and for what they're going through. It's unimaginable of what they've been put ahead of and to endure through this whole scenario. And Father, someday, as the old minister said, there's payday someday for these people. So we pray that that would come upon them for the evil they have brought to our people who just want freedom. And Father, we go into this time, we thank you for Republic Radio, for the freedom that allows us to read the true scriptures, read the true things as best as our knowledge, to keep the truth exactly as it is by reading what our Father wrote down for us to share with our fellow men. And we ask this all in your name, and so be it, in the name of Yadi Vahi.
That was an excellent prayer. Thank you so much, Gary. We really appreciate that. That was fantastic. We want freedom. We want to stop being intimidated and strong-armed by the evil ones. And this is a very simple. The life can be very simple, but it's become very complex with these secret societies and cults that have infiltrated the highest levels of government. I'll go back to the once more again, Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Bill Bennett was the Secretary of Education under Reagan. He was a drug czar. Bill Bennett's a very high-level insider. He had Peter King on. Peter King was the guy, the congressman from New York, who would just like Oliver Ellsworth, the Freemason, with his Judiciary Act that destroyed our courts and turned them into witches' courts. Peter King pushed that Department of Homeland Gestapo and Homeland Security and Patriot Act through like a good hardcore Nazi. And what did he say to Bill Bennett on Bill Bennett's Morning in America? He said, these are arguments are very difficult to make, Bill. I know that people don't want any more war. They don't want a security state. They don't want to be oppressed with taxes. And these arguments are difficult to make, but we have to use our Jesuit skills to do it. That was Peter King talking to Bill Bennett on Morning in America at 6:30 in the morning in October, about 4 or 5 years ago. I'll never forget it. I thought I was dreaming, and I had to pinch myself to make sure I was actually awake and hearing what I was hearing. And yes, I was hearing Peter King tell Bill Bennett, we got to use our Jesuit skills to make these arguments for more war, more oppression, more tyranny, more international conquest. And it's Gordon Lightfoot, so I got to go. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Nature's waiting.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Paul, Keith, and Eric. You're listening to Eric the Freedom Streamer with Gary and Chris, Lori, all of you out there. We appreciate you joining the network tonight. I believe it's Friday. And anybody wants to join in, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Still taking theories and hypotheses and ideas on what the weather anomaly is. Over at the video that we have posted at courtroomwatch.org. So go over to the website, check out the most recent posting. That's courtroomwatch.org. We watch a lot of other things as well as the Witch's Court. And when I was watching the weather the other day, I saw something absolutely fascinating. Daniel Leach out in, North Dakota was able to, was answering his phone that day right away, and he filmed it live. Oh, it's not even a screenshot. It was live weather. Greenwich Mean Time dated the whole smash, and I wanted people to tell me what that, what those beams are coming in. It's not on a computer glitch. The way that curves and tapers and breaks up at the bottom, at the very bottom of the two beams, it becomes almost, it looks very much almost identical to the rest of the weather that's around that area and around the globe. So it morphs into, it would be, if it was a computer glitch, it would be completely, the whole thing would be anomalous. It wouldn't feather and taper and fade into what looks like actual weather, emanating from two beams at the north end, what looks like the bottom of England, the North Sea. I think it's much more likely that it's something coming. I think a satellite captured another satellite, doing the laser heating that Dr. James McKinney talked about, that he worked on for the U.S. military, satellite based laser, weather modification platforms that are in orbit, and how suspicious it, of all the places you're going to have a computer glitch, it's going to go right into the west coast of Africa where all the hurricanes are beginning and generating from during the worst hurricane season of the year. Okay, But we'll see if it slows down a little bit now that we busted them again. We busted them with BLM and Antifa being intelligence agency operations, and they sent a memo to the useful idiots, Pelosi and Schumer and Reid. Start talking trash about Antifa and Black Lives Matter now. Distance yourself from them. We got caught. The slaves now and the sheeple know that that BLM is CIA and Antifa is FBI, and the Asian provocateurs are the ones wearing the masks. They're getting paid as mercenaries by the police. Not by just genuine leftists. Oh, yes, there's genuine lunatic idiots in the left, on the left, so to speak, and the Muslims. They can. Some of them are for real. Most of them are mercenaries for hire. And they'll do anything. They'll kill for money. They'll yell Allah Akbar and hammer somebody to death and have nothing to do with some kind of Muslim god. It has all to do with mercenaries getting paid for hire. So anyway, we appreciate you joining us tonight. I think we're going to welcome Chris. Chris, can you tell the listeners the difference briefly between common law and admiralty law? If it's not too, we can get into a further explanation. But one of the things that this broadcast stands on is the fact that we need to get back under common law, where there is no victim, there is no crime, and that's a fundamental thing that I want to just visit. We got a break coming up. Why don't we wait till after the break, and then we're going to also get back with Lori. And Gary, you've just come in at any time, and many of our callers want to chime in and talk about the Masonic ID chipping. Yeah, they've been ID chipping, but we've got to remember it's the Masons that are behind it, and they're bragging about being behind it. So we'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Therefore you're not far better. Then you feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We got Lori and Chris, Gary, and everybody out there, 800-313-9443. We're talking about a whole bunch of different things tonight, and what really got me, especially, two things. I just happened to come across this a certain news piece on the Masons chipping. This is a Mason thing. This is not a police. The police are definitely in on it. They have to be. They need the power. The Masons need the power of the police. They need the power of the witch's court. They need the power of the bar. They have that. They've got everything. And, of course, the power of the printing press, which prints our money. That's a whole other division. But I'm pretty focused in on the courts because I see the immediate atrocities occurring every day all over the country in the witch's court. And we're knowing that almost all of these sheriffs are Masons. When I was younger, I got pulled over once, and the cop was writing me up a ticket, and he said, "Is there anything else you want to tell me?" I said, "What do you mean?" You know what I mean? Is there anything you want to tell me? I could tell he was looking for some type of secret signal, and I didn't know what it was. I'm glad I didn't know what it was. It's a bunch of scumbags that have to have some cult. This has got to be a question. It'll be an automatic disqualifier. If anybody, two things. If they're an attorney, automatically banned from holding political office. It's a conflict of interest to be passing laws that you're going to profit on in your private practice, and that's what's happening. Number two, sir, ma'am, have you ever had any contact with a cult called the Freemasons? And they'll either, one of two things is going to happen. They're almost never going to say yes. They're either going to say absolutely not. They're a bunch of dirtballs, moral retards, and like that's what I would say. And of course, if they haven't hawed, say, and the trip over their own lines, then you know the answer is yes, and they're automatically banned from holding political office. You can't have secret society members like Peter King rising to so high that he can ram through this Department of Homeland Gestapo crap and then admit on the airwaves on Bill Bennett's Morning in America broadcast in the morning that he's a Jesuit. And so is Bill. He didn't say I, he said we. He said, Bill, we have to use our Jesuit skills to do it. We have to use our Jesuit skills to do it. We have to use our Jesuit skills to do it. He said it. I didn't make this up. I wish he wouldn't have said it. I don't want to be here talking about these crazy lunatics, these moral retards who've infiltrated the highest levels of our government, the corporations, and the banking system, the both churches, the big ones, the Vatican, Church of England, and they run the Jews and the Muslims, believe me. So if you have a combination of Zionists, you have Zionists that are basically, and Masons. They're Masons first, they're Zionists second, and then the Jesuit Freemasons, they have their own division that run the intelligence agencies and the Congress and all the both, and they're told, you play ball or don't play at all. And that's the problem. It's very difficult to get anybody honest in office. There's a very few exceptions, and I think nobody will argue with that. I wish it wasn't true, but anyway. So, Chris, very important here. So, here solutions: buy local, think local. Right? The buy local is pretty easy. Try not to shop at a multinational corporation. Buy from somebody local. You can find stuff. You got to drive 20 minutes to do it. Do it. Don't support the core giant corporations that are ripping you off, who are owned by the enemy, the people who are owned by the same scumbags that own the concentration camps of America that's holding Tom LaGuevara and the Bundys. So, and all the other people, I can't name them all, but I usually use Tom and the Bundys because they're the most, you know, they're the front and center kind of at this. They're the most, you know, well-known names that people would recognize. But there's a whole bunch of them still sitting in the witch's prison right now. I mean, what are we worried about the Muslims attacking people with hammers in London, England for when we got our own brothers and sisters being held by our own witches and Nazis? That trumps anything else. We got to clean up our own cesspool first and right our own ship before it sinks, before we start even looking anywhere else in the world. It's irrelevant what takes place anywhere else if we have a patriot persecution going on here, and we sure do. So solutions, buy local, fix local, right? Get jury nullification flyers in the hands of everybody you can, because it may be you that's next in front of the witch's court. You're going to want that one person. You're going to wish you had handed out more jury nullification flyers when you go up in front of the witch. Trust me. All right? I do it as often as I can. Every time I see a blank space somewhere that's public, I stick one up. I always go down to the courthouse whenever I have time, pass them out there. Even the small courthouses on traffic court night, get them out down there. There's tons of people there being persecuted. Everybody there is being persecuted. And they're all seeking liberty. They're all getting ripped off. It's not very difficult to win hearts and minds down at the witch's court and convince people that we're under a corrupt corporate system. And so we're get a jury nullification flyer in their hand. If you go to Courtroom Watch, you can download one of ours. It's pretty good. And if you want to write your own, go ahead, but do something. Do something for freedom every day, or you're going to suffer. We're all going to suffer for it. So it's an ongoing job. Do something for freedom every day, even if it's just take... If you enjoy this broadcast enough that you're listening to it now, put it in a little PDF file that's easy for people to download, make it simple on people as possible, you know, post it up there and put it up everywhere you can, in comment sections, on public bulletin boards, on the internet, and get it out there so people can hear these words and know, realize what's behind it. So there they are, the Freemason at the fair with their big Masonic symbols and their thing that says Masons and a big M, Michigan Masons and blah, blah, blah. And they're the ones who are working with the Sheriff's Department to microchip. You remember that article bragged about the Masana chip. It didn't say the Masana card. Chip, C-H-I-P. The Masons are behind the chipping of the children. And so that's the news here, and it can't be... Look, and then here it is again, Schumer and Trump, two high-level New York Freemasons. I hope everybody's happy that they voted for Trump, because you're going to get exactly what I knew was coming right from the very beginning, being a New Yorker and watching this guy over the years and realizing what is, they've been grooming him for this position, to come in as a pseudo-patriot and pretend that he's going to restore the resurrected republic when he's actually going to further globalism and just put America at the wheel of the global world order instead of, you know, the other faction at the wheel of the New World Order. It's like that old Mad Magazine thing, Spy versus Spy. He had the black, the one was like black, and the other one was white, and they were both spy. I mean, it was really a parody, a good parody of what, I don't know if anybody remembers that or not besides me, but Mad Magazine used to have a Spy versus Spy, and it was, you know, and they went through these absurd, you know, cloak and dagger things and all the motions, and ultimately they both spies. They both work for the intelligence agencies. They're not out producing and, you know, procreate, you know, they're not making the world a better place. They're jockeying for command and control, to be in charge, to be number one, to be at the helm, to be strong, proud, safe, and great, but not with people free and owning private property and minimal government. It's always a bigger government thing, no matter which faction of Masons that you get. So anyway, back to the solutions. Buy local, fix local. Pass out jury nullification flyers. Recall elections. Recall, recall, recall. Bring them all out and get rid of them. Put new people in there. That's a good, great recall. Lori brought that up the other night. We'll get back to Lori in a second. Also, unincorporate. That means de-incorporate. Anti-incorporate your county. If it's incorporated, get out of it. Your corporate charter is going to be nothing but a sellout for the shareholders and stakeholders of the corporation that is your town, county, or court. So unincorporate, get it unincorporated, or form your own county. Better yet, all you need is 4 square miles and file a charter. And if you, there's nobody that can argue with you if you want to start your own county, have your own charter, and it basically says we're under common law, and the power of the state stops at the county line. And that's it. And have everybody in the county on the same page and armed. And that's really the only way we're going to fix this. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to parachute into the Rothschild compound or the Vatican City and take it back and find out what's in their basement and what they're doing, and I mean, that's a big nut to crack for us little patriots, but we can regroup at a lower level, so to speak, and take back your county, take back your town, form your own county with a town in it, and those are really good solutions, and that's just for starters. I'll take more solutions tonight. What do you think the weather anomaly is, and what do you have as solutions for resurrecting the Republic or resurrecting the Republican or a common law concept at a local level in communities, you know, just here and there, one at a time, and sort of rebuild from the bottom up. I think the federal and state superstructure of governments are lost cause. They're totally broke. All they can do is steal more money and get fatter and fatter themselves. So I don't think we can make that a better thing or fix it. We just have to remove the power and the money flow from them and restrict everything that would normally flow up, because, of course, we have trickle-up economics. We do not have trickle-down economics. There's no such thing. Everything trickles up. I don't know about you all out there, but my money's trickling up. We talk mortgage, electric bills, gasoline. Your money trickles up. Very little trickles down. They give the slaves enough crumbs. I think they have it planned very well from the evil one's point of view to leave people with very little. They know how much they can tax and get away with it without people completely melting down. And people are left after their bills and their property taxes with very little, even less than very little. I just saw another store close down in upstate and a restaurant close down in the upstate New York small town near which that I live near. There's a bunch of little towns and villages around and about. And I saw 1, 2, 3... recently, 3 of the major small local stores closed down, and I talked to one guy, and he said it's the state, and he said it's also the county. You know, I brought up the state, and he said, but it's the county, too. He said they're just as bad. He was paying $10,000 a year in taxes on this little building that had a small store in it, in a very obscure, very small, not very prosperous little town that has no work left, and all of these towns up here are dying and losing their population. The young people have to move off to the city. That's what the globalists and the Masons want. Microchip them along the way with the Masons Child ID program. Absolutely disgusting. We don't get a grip on them and that whole nightmare. This is why the anti-Masonic party of upstate New York during the 1800s, after the murder of Captain William Morgan, famous Mason, released a lot of Masonic secrets. The Masons killed him in Canandaigua, New York, which is one of the most corrupt places in the world. If you ever go there, you're committing suicide. You're taking your life into your own hands. Be very, very, very good luck to you. I wouldn't get caught dead at the Hill Cumorah Festival in upstate New York in Palmyra. These are Masonic, absolutely deep, heavy, heavy-duty Masonically run for over 100 years, almost 200 years now. and they murdered William Morgan, and the blowback was so heavy duty that most of the people in New York State were against the Masons. They knew the Masons were behind his murder. One of his killers confessed on the deathbed, and they found the body that was positively identified by not only his wife, but a medical examiner that matched his teeth. Go ahead, Chris. Please interject.
Well, that particular circumstance that you just mentioned, as you said, aroused the ire of the local township, but it also precipitated an arousal of the nation's dissatisfaction and just fed up with the Masons' skullduggery, treachery, treason, and seditious conspiracy to undermine the government and to do all their nefarious deeds with everyone. And it stimulated what was soon to be known as the Anti-Mason Party. And it seems like this is a prime time to resurrect that proud foundation of American disrepute.
That's a great idea. It never really occurred to me. You know, they came and went, but let's bring it back. Because, look, if I'm right and I'm true to what I'm taught, if I put my, you know what, where my mouth is, hey, yeah, absolutely, that's what we should do. We should bring back the Anti-Masonic Party. You know, Mr. and Mrs. America aren't ready for it yet, but too bad. People have to hear the truth. Hey, when a man or woman who is mistaken hears the truth, they either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. We can't be afraid of the people who won't accept the fact that there's a cult that's been running things for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. Let's be honest, it's been thousands of years. And they pass the torch from one generation to the next. Unlike us sheeple out here who just live our lives and die, and we want a nice funeral, and everybody loved us when we were alive, okay, and great. No, these people have an evil agenda that gets passed from one generation to the next. That's how they perpetuate it. That's why you see these younger, you know, Hollywood people and media, you know, banking establishment, royal family heirs, and all coming forward with the same type of garbage, you know, the same globalist agenda, the same Machiavellian, Luciferian, whole, you know, we're going to rule the world. I don't know what they're so morally retarded. I can't even really put myself in their frame of mind. So, you know, let's bring back the Anti-Masonic Party. I think that's a great idea. I have a very interesting write-up on the Masonic murder of Captain William Morgan, and it's buried in my papers. We're not going to get to it tonight because we got Lori, and I want to give her some more time. It's a fascinating story of how this guy was, you know, well liked. He was very deep into the Masons. The Masons have it in their creed that if you leave, if you ever leave the Masons, they're going to kidnap you, take you down to the ocean and cut your throat and watch your blood bleed into the sea. Sorry about that graphic image. That's them, not me. It's their nightmarish, and so they have this, you know, this death cult mentality, and it's part of their deal. And they'll, you know, a lot of them, I don't even think most of them would deny it. They'd probably dance around the question on their little black and white checkerboard floors, which they have. I had a Mason tell me right to my face that they dance around on the floors, and they gotta be really careful that they don't step on those black squares because that represents evil, you know. So they just have these. It's a bizarre cult. And it's highly Luciferian in nature, and they don't deny it. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
They're not playing hopscotch, are they?
No, they're not playing Twister. They're not playing hopscotch or Twister. They're playing a game with reality. They're trying to. They're basic. And this was the kind of debate that I had with the guy who was the Mason. He said, "Oh, Gordon Lightfoot, gotta go. We'll be right back."
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary, Chris, and Lori. We are going to get back to Lori shortly. But I just wanted to let Chris, did you get chopped off? Did you have any thoughts you wanted to finish on this topic? It's of the, oh gosh, I mean, it's go ahead.
You had previously asked me about the difference between common law and admiralty law. However,
yes.
I think we first discuss that we must critically delineate which form of common law we speak of, because there have been many throughout the ages of history of the courts and the law and scripture. What we're talking about in this country is American common law, which was patterned after the shortly post Magna Carta common law. And with common law, it's very simplistic. First, you have to have either an injury to a party or a property to have a case. And then it's very clear that you're either in law or you're an outlaw. You cannot be in different shades in between like you are in legal la-la land, where everything is legal and nothing is illegal unless somebody makes the claim or the allegation. Admiralty, on the other hand, of course, let me, before I change directions on that one, let's talk about what the judges are doing now these days. When you put common law down in your paper and don't delineate it further and more critically, they are presuming to assume that they can go to the jus divini, the legal situation where the judge or the potentate is on par with a god and gives the divine law through the supposedly dispensation of their relationship of being the appointed and selected by God, giving them God-man powers, essentially here on earth, associating them with the ecclesia or the pope of the church, or whatever the other high office that you want to call it. This is very dangerous to American law. It's not American law. It's foreign to America. The admiralty is a summarial process, and Thomas Jefferson tells us that whenever you have all the powers of deciding what evidence can be presented or not presented, what witnesses can be heard or not heard, what law operates or what law doesn't operate, and the power of hearing, deciding, and convicting and sentencing is all in one man, that's the very delineation of a tyrant, a despot, a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what there was in the ancient times a case to be made for admiralty in the law of the sea, and the ship had to be run as a form of dictatorship so that someone accepted ultimate responsibility for making sure everyone carried out their duties and nobody shirked their duties to put others at danger, hazard, or risk, and to protect people's product from being shipped.
But you and I did not sign up to be in the Navy.
That's true, and you'd have to volunteer in order to be that, but they like to presume and assume those things. And many of these courts, these private foreign corporate courts, have an aspect of admiralty, but they also have, it's more correctly termed an administrative court, which is a private corporate court operating on their own private corporate policies, procedures, statutes, and codes. Codes is a very dangerous word in and of itself. If you look it up in a Black's Law Dictionary, you'll find there are multiple different pages devoted to definitions for that word term, and particularly code is changeable and eternally changes. That's why we can never keep, and they always have to print new code, is to keep the common man from being familiar with it. I hear the music.
Yep. Exactly. We'll be right back after this break. Derek, the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network.
If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.